Let's open our Bibles to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter number 2. Colossians 2. We're going to look at two verses in Colossians 2, and then we're going to jump to the book of Job. Colossians 2. Colossians chapter number 2. If you look at verse number 2, Colossians 2, 2, the Bible says, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Notice Colossians 2 and verse number 3. It says, notice, in whom are hid, notice, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. The Bible says that all the treasures of wisdom are knowledge and knowledge are hid in Christ. That wisdom and attaining wisdom and going for wisdom is likened unto treasure. And not just any treasure, it's likened unto hidden treasure. The Bible says here in verse 3 again, it says, in whom are hid, notice, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And quickly this evening, I want to preach on the treasures of wisdom. And truly, having wisdom is a treasure. And that is the way that God wants us to look at wisdom, as something that is valuable, that is of treasure, and not just any treasure, but that it is like unto hidden treasure. You can lose your place in Colossians. Go to Job 28, if you would. Job chapter number 28. So I'm talking about the treasures of wisdom. And, you know, what is wisdom? If you look at the definition in the dictionary, the word wisdom is defined as the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment. You're going to Job 28. It's defined as the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment, the quality of being wise. You know, that's what the dictionary definition says, and I think it's a good definition. It's having what? What is wisdom? It's having experience. It's having knowledge. It's having good judgment. It says the soundness of an action or decision with regard to the application of experience, knowledge, and good judgment. And so wisdom is that it's likened unto treasure. It's likened unto a worldly treasure that's hidden, but it's hidden in who? It's hidden in Christ. And you're there in Job 28. And I want to show you three things about wisdom, and that wisdom, like treasure, is precious. Wisdom, like treasure, is precious. In the same way that somebody told you that there was physical treasure hidden somewhere, and they gave you the map, they say, hey, go look for this treasure. It's here. It's located. You're going to go out there and look for that treasure. And you're going to expect to find something of value. But wisdom, like treasure, is precious. Job 28, look at verse number 12. I want you to notice the question that Job poses in verse 12. Job 28, verse 12, the Bible says, but where shall wisdom be found? Notice, and where is the place of understanding? It says, man knoweth not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. You know, Job asked the question. He says, hey, where is wisdom? Where shall wisdom be found? He says, man knoweth not the price thereof. Job is saying that most men don't understand the value of having good wisdom. And you look at the world today, you know, why is it that people ruin their lives in the world? Is because they lack wisdom. Because what is wisdom? It's having experience. It's having knowledge. It's having good judgment. And the Bible says that fools die for want of wisdom. What does that mean? It means that fools die for want or lack or desire of wisdom. And so wisdom is something that you ought to value in your life. It's something that you should see as precious. It says, man knoweth not the price thereof. Notice, neither is it found in the land of the living. See, true wisdom, that wisdom that comes from God, is not on this earth. It's not found in the land of the living. You say, where is it? It says that it's hid in Christ, that the treasures of wisdom are hid in Christ. Look at verse number 14. It says, the depth saith, it is not in me. And the sea saith, it is not with me. Notice, it cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. It cannot be valued with gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx or the sapphire. The gold and the crystal cannot equal it, and the exchange of it shall not be for jewels of fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or of pearls, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. Look at verse number 19. The topaz of Ethiopia shall not equal it, neither shall it be valued with pure gold. So God is describing here that whatever gold this world has, whatever precious rubies, whatever material wealth you can find, you can amass all that together. But God says the wisdom that comes from God is much more valuable than whatever this world can offer you. And so wisdom, you got to see that wisdom and having wisdom is very precious, and it's something that you should attain for in your life, going for that hidden treasure of wisdom. And if somebody gave you a map to hidden treasure, you're going to expect to find wealth, to find something that is of value. But God says that this world cannot give you anything that even compares to having the wisdom that comes from God. Go, if you would, to Proverbs chapter number 8, Proverbs 8. So wisdom, like treasure, is precious. And why is it that people ruin their life? They ruin their life for lack of wisdom, for want of wisdom, because they made the wrong choices. Because what is wisdom? Wisdom is having experience. It's having knowledge. It's having good judgment. See, that will give you the wisdom in your life that you need to succeed. And wisdom, like treasure, is precious. Proverbs chapter number 8, look at verse number 11. Proverbs 8, 11, the Bible says, notice again, for wisdom is what? Wisdom is better than rubies. Wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. It says whatever this world can desire you, can make you want, it says that having wisdom is of much more value than that. Go to Proverbs 16, if you would, Proverbs chapter number 16. We're going to be in the Proverbs basically the whole time, so keep replacing Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. Proverbs 16. Proverbs 16, look at verse number 16. It says, how much better is it to get wisdom than gold? And to get understanding, rather to be chosen than silver. It says it's better in life for you to get wisdom than gold. And see, oftentimes you and I, when we think of treasure, of hidden treasure, you know, we think, man, if I just had $1 million or if I just had this money, then my life will be set. But the truth is that if you find wisdom, that wisdom will be of much more value than whatever money you can have. Because, you know, we've all had that foolish thought in our life when we're all, you know, in the flesh, we think, man, if I could just hit the lotto, if I could just have all this money, then all my problems would go away. But God says, no, the wisdom that comes from God is much more value. Go to Proverbs 1, if you would, Proverbs chapter number 1. And, you know, young people today especially, they need wisdom. You know, these kids who are graduating, the kindergartners, the high schoolers, they're getting a great step in their life because, you know what, they're getting the knowledge. And with the preaching, they're getting the word of God. They go home, they see mom and dad reading the Bible to them. Hey, they're being set up to have wisdom in their life. And that is of much more value than us giving them any physical inheritance. It's giving them wisdom to succeed in life. And why do people ruin their life? Because they don't listen to advice. They don't heed unto wisdom. Proverbs 1, look at verse number 7. The Bible says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Notice, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The Bible says that a foolish person, what they do is they despise wisdom. And they despise instruction. You know, oftentimes you look at young people, especially teenagers. We've all been teenagers. You look at the attitude. They think they know it all. They think they're better than their parents. They know better. But the Bible says you're foolish when you think you know everything. A fool despises wisdom and instruction. And when you come to church, what you're getting is wisdom. What you're getting is instruction. And you're foolish when you don't apply those sermons in your life. Why? Because that is of much more value than whatever physical thing this world can offer you. So you got to realize that wisdom, having wisdom, going after wisdom is more valuable than anything this world can offer you. Go to Ecclesiastes 7, if you would. Ecclesiastes chapter number 7. So what is wisdom? It's having experience. It's having knowledge. It's having good judgment. And wisdom is the precious treasure that you need in your life to succeed. And it's a hidden treasure. And it's found who? It's found in Christ. But notice what it says in Ecclesiastes 7. In verse number 12, here we have Solomon, who is the king. And Solomon, at this time, was probably the wealthiest man on the planet. This man, Solomon, he had the wealth. He had the money. He had the gold. He had the rubies. He also had the wisdom. But notice what he said about wealth and money is a defense. See, Solomon, who had wisdom, and also he had finances and wealth, he said, you know what? Money and wealth, yeah, those can help you defend you. They can protect you. In the same way, the wisdom can help you be defended. It can protect you. But it goes on. It says, notice, but the excellency of knowledge is what? That wisdom giveth life to them that have it. See, you and I often think that, man, if I had that wealth, if I had that money, then somehow that's going to give you life in your life. That's going to revive you in your life. That will somehow make you happy, fix your problems. No, but what gives life is wisdom, the Bible says. And we have Solomon, a man who, he had all the wealth. And he was a very wise man, as we're going to see later on. But he said, you know, the excellency of knowledge is when you get to the point when you realize that, you know what, wisdom outweighs money. That wisdom is much more valuable than wealth. And wisdom is what will give you life. So you and your life, what you need in life as an adult, as a young person, what you need is wisdom. We all need wisdom. You know, you think of Jesus Christ, who was made flesh and he grew up as a child. The Bible says that he grew in wisdom. So what we all should be searching for in life, you say, what am I looking for in life? What you should be searching for are the hidden treasures of wisdom. You say, why? Because wisdom, like treasure, is precious. Not only that, but wisdom, like treasure, must be pursued. wisdom, like treasure, must be pursued. Go back to Proverbs 4, if you would. Proverbs chapter number 4. Wisdom, like treasure, must be pursued. You must seek after wisdom. In the same way you think of a hidden treasure, hidden physical hidden wealth, if you don't go out and actually search for that hidden treasure, you're not going to find it. In the same way, if you don't make it a point to pursue wisdom, to seek after wisdom, you're never going to find it. You're not going to attain wealth just by sitting there and doing nothing. You're not going to attain wisdom or be wise in your life by not doing anything. No, if you want wisdom like treasure, you must pursue it. You must on purpose seek after it. Proverbs 4, look at verse number 5. Proverbs 4, 5, the Bible says, notice, get wisdom. It says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Notice verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. What does that mean? It means it comes first. It's the first thing. Therefore what? Therefore get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Over and over, God says, hey, get wisdom. What you need is wisdom. Why are people's lives ruined? Because they lack wisdom. They make the wrong choices in life. And you should be searching, pursuing for the wisdom that comes from God. What does that mean? That means that if you want to seek after wisdom, you're actually going to open this book and read what God has for you. Why? Because in him, in whom, in Christ are hid all the treasures of wisdom. And as a child, you should be growing in knowledge. You know, a wise person will increase in learning, the Bible says. It's good to have knowledge. It's good to learn, to read books, to learn, to get smart, and apply the wisdom that comes from God and ask God to give you that wisdom. But here's the thing. Wisdom, like treasure, will not just come to you. See, a fool despises wisdom. A fool will come to church, and they won't pay attention. They won't apply the sermons, and they wonder why their life is a mess. Their life is ruined because they don't do anything, and they think they're somehow going to get this treasure out of nowhere without pursuing it. No, you must pursue wisdom. Go to Proverbs 18, if you would. Proverbs chapter number 18. Proverbs 18. And like we heard this morning, you know, the sermon in Matthew 7, when Jesus said that he likens a wise man to someone who not just hears the word, but it says that he doeth them. It says he applieth. That person is a wise person. But who is the foolish man? The foolish man is one who, yes, they hear the word of God, but they don't apply it. And God calls them a fool. And so we have a wise person who has wisdom, but they pursue it. They do something about it. They seek for it. They attain it. Proverbs 18, notice what it says in verse 1. Proverbs 18, 1, the Bible says, notice, through desire, amen. What does it mean through desire? It means that you desire it. It means that you want it. Through desire, amen. Notice, having what? Having separated himself. You know, this man, because he desires something, he's choosing to separate himself on purpose to do what? For the purpose of what? It says, notice, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. See, if you want desire, you must desire it. You must on purpose do what? You must separate yourself and notice and seek after all wisdom. What does that mean? That means you ought to be the Christian who goes home and yes, you actually read the word of God to get the wisdom that only comes from God. See, as Christians, I believe that we should be the wisest people on earth because there's some pretty wise people in the world out there, but if they're not saved, they don't have the wisdom that can come from God. But you as a Christian, you have the word of God. What should you do? You should pursue it. You should seek it. Why? Because wisdom, like treasure, it must be pursued. And you ought to see that God desires for you to want wisdom. Not only that, but you know what? God wants to give you wisdom. Go, if you would, to 2 Chronicles chapter 1. 2 Chronicles 1. A few books back, 2 Chronicles 1. See, God wants you to desire the good things, right? God wants you to desire wisdom. He wants you to pursue wisdom, to want it. But in the same way, you know what? God desires to give you and I wisdom. God desires to give us wisdom. And oftentimes, we ask God for the wrong things. You know, we ask God, but we ask amiss, the Bible says sometimes, because we ask things to consume it upon our lusts. But God wants us to seek things that's pleasing to him. And wisdom is something that God not only wants us to desire, but he wants to give us. Wisdom is something that God desires to give you. In 2 Chronicles chapter 1, we see Solomon, who just became the king, and he goes to God in prayer. And I want you to notice the request that Solomon asks God for in 2 Chronicles 1. In verse number 10, we see the prayer in verse 10. The Bible says, notice, give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? Notice the request, the prayer that a king gives unto the Lord. He says, God, give me now what? Give me now wisdom. And what's a God that you and I would wake up every day and ask God for some wisdom? For some wisdom in helping us be the man that God wants to be. The spouse that God wants us to be. the child that God wants us to be, the boss or the employee that God wants us to be. God, give me the wisdom to do what is right in your eyes, to have the experience, to have the knowledge, to have the good judgment to do what's right. And we have Solomon who prays to God, and what does he ask for? He asks for wisdom. And notice the response from God in verse 11. It says, and God said to Solomon, notice, because what? Because this was in thine heart. And thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet has asked long life, but has asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself. Notice that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Notice God was pleased with the request. See, God said, you know, because this was in your heart, and you didn't ask for the riches, you didn't ask for the wealth, for the long life, for the life of your enemies. See, those are the things that most people would ask for. Most people desire the wealth, the riches, the long life, the life of their enemies. But God has said, no. Notice it says in verse 12, it says, wisdom and knowledge, notice, is granted unto thee. God says, I'll give it to you. And I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. See, God was so pleased with this prayer, with this desire from this man, that God says, you know what, Solomon, I'm going to give you that wisdom, but you know what, I'm going to give you everything else that you didn't ask for. I'm going to give you those riches. I'm going to give you that wealth. I'm going to give you that long life. I'll give you the life of your enemies. Why? Because your desire was right. Because what you desired was wisdom. And so what you and I in life, what we should desire, what we should pursue is wisdom. Because this wisdom, like treasure, it must be pursued. And you're not going to get it by not going after it. You must seek it and you must ask God for it. In the same way Solomon asked God, you must ask God to give you wisdom. It says in James 1:5, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God to give to all men liberally. See, God wants to be generous with the wisdom that he wants to give you. It says, if you lack it, ask him for it. In Ecclesiastes 2:26, it says, for God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy. But see, wisdom, like treasure, you must on purpose pursue it. In the same way, you're not going to find buried treasure by doing nothing. No, you must go out there and look for it. Which means when you come to church, you apply the sermons in your life. Which means you go home and you actually read the Bible. Which means you pray to God, say, God, give me wisdom. And look, God will give you that wisdom. God giveth to a man wisdom that is pleasing in his sight. Go back to Proverbs 2, if you would. Proverbs chapter 2. So wisdom, like treasure, is precious. It has value. Wisdom, like treasure, must be pursued. Number 3, wisdom, like treasure, is profitable. Wisdom, like treasure, is profitable. You know, when we think of actual physical treasure, you know, when we think of the profit, we think, man, how much will this profit me if I find this money, if I find this wealth, if I find this gold? In the same way, look, getting wisdom is profitable. Wisdom, like treasure, is profitable. It will help you. Proverbs 2, look at verse number 1. Proverbs 2, 1, it says, notice, my son, it says, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, notice, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasure, again, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound words for the righteous. Notice, he is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. Verse 8, he keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. It says, if you'll just search for wisdom, God will give it to you. If you ask him for it, he'll give it to you. And notice the profit that comes from it. It says, God says that he is a buckler, that he will preserve you, meaning God will take care of you, that God will help you in life. You say the help doesn't come from physical wealth. No, the help comes from the wisdom of God. The wisdom from God to help you make the right choices in your life. That is what you need in life to succeed. It's not money that will profit you. It's going to be the wisdom that can only come from God. Go back to Ecclesiastes 10, if you would. Ecclesiastes chapter number 10. Ecclesiastes 10. And look, what's great about our church is that this church will help you gain wisdom, but it will never profit you in life if you just don't do anything about it. And so, look, you can be the Christian who comes here and just sits here, and if you don't apply it, if you don't go home and read the Bible, if you don't pray to God for it, God's not going to give you the wisdom. You're not going to find it. It's like hidden treasure that you must find in the Lord. And the closer you get to the Lord, the closer you know him, you'll realize that he will give you more and more wisdom. Because what you need is wisdom to help you make the right choices in your life. Why? Because people ruin their lives for what? For lack of wisdom. For want of wisdom. Ecclesiastes 10, look at verse number 10. Ecclesiastes 10:10, it says, notice, if the iron be blunt, and he do not whet the edge, then must he put to more strength. Notice what it says, but wisdom is profitable to direct. It says, if the iron be blunt, you know, think of an iron that is cutting through wood, but that iron is blunt. It's not sharpened. It says, if it's blunt, then you must put more energy into it, more effort into it. It's going to cost you a lot more work to cut that wood. But notice, but it says, but wisdom is profitable to direct. So basically what God is saying is that your life, you know, how you want your life to go is basically up to you. If you want your life to be difficult, to be hard, to be rough in your life, then you know what? Despise wisdom. Never take counsel, because the Bible says that if you rebuke a wise man, he will love you more. If you rebuke a foolish man, he'll despise you. But the Bible says that with the lowly is wisdom. See, humility comes from you knowing that, hey, we don't know everything, and I need help, and I need to apply what God has for me. That will help direct you in life. It says that wisdom is profitable to direct. And what are we doing with these kids in church? It's not just the ceremony. You know, where these kids are graduating, they're growing up, they're learning, and they're taking the wisdom from the Word of God to help them direct in life, to profit them in life. That is going to give them more success in life than any physical money that we can give them. Giving them the wisdom that can only come from the Lord. But in the same way, you as an adult in this room, what you need is wisdom. You as a teenager, if you think you know it all, the Bible says you're a fool. You don't know everything. You need some humility and realize what you need is wisdom. And a wise person will hearken unto wise counsel. What you need is to apply the Word of God. Because what is wisdom? Wisdom is having knowledge. It's having experience. It's having good judgment to make wise decisions in your life. So what we need to succeed in life is wisdom. And wisdom, like treasure, is precious. It's that of value. Wisdom, like treasure, must be pursued. You must go after it. And wisdom, like treasure, is profitable. That will help you succeed in life. So my question to you in life is, what do you value in life? You know, what are you searching for in life? What do you think is going to help you succeed in life? The Bible says that what you need are the hidden treasures of wisdom. You say, where are they? Well, they're in this book. They're in knowledge. They're in gaining experience. They're in you searching the Word of God every day and applying them every day and asking God to help you make those right decisions in your life. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this evening. God, I thank you for our church and for all the graduates. Lord, I just pray you be with all the kids and their lives, and I just pray that they grow up making wise decisions for you, Lord, and I just pray that you bless them and bless all of us. God, help us all to take heed and to make good decisions in our life, God, and I thank you for all the blessings you've given us. Lord, we love you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.